Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Occasionally, such things as this happen where someone lives out of town or a pastor leaves on vacation, or in this case, a combination of both, where you don't know the person who's being buried, at least not as well as you would have under normal circumstances. And yet, because of some of the familial connections, I know a lot of the family quite well, and by extension, I hope I know more of you just a little bit better. But what we do know is what we already sang, what we heard from Job, that our Redeemer lives. And in our reading from St. Matthew, we heard a bit of what our Redeemer said and what he's going to do. What he says to his listeners there is like what Paul says finally. Don't worry about beating the dead to Jesus, because the Lord will come and they will be raised and we will all be brought together with him. So be ready. If your Redeemer lives, and if you live in your Redeemer, then every day should be part of the Advent season. That preparation that we always have for Christmas, that preparation for celebrating the coming of our Savior in Bethlehem, is also our preparation to celebrate his coming on the last day. With that loud voice of an archangel, with that blast of the heavenly trumpet, but most of all, with his invitation, come to me. Arthur heard that invitation first to come to the Lord years ago, when the Lord received him to his family in holy baptism. That same invitation extended to us, as we are washed and cleansed from our sins, and yet, because sin still clings to us, that being ready is a constant struggle. Most of the time, by the time you get to 90, 91 years, you're getting a little bit tired of that struggle. And you're happy to leave in peace, especially when you leave in faith. But we know all too well that there's always the chance that we don't have a lifetime of 90 years. Sometimes, sadly, it's 9 years or 19 or 29. And so the Lord reminds you also, even if you don't think it's quite time, you don't know when his time is. Because whether or not he comes while you're alive, he will come. But there are no do-overs. There's the constant preparation. Just today, because I get texts from the Kansas City Star about important headlines, I saw that there was an active shooter on the Ohio State campus. Nobody went there today thinking that there would be in harm's way. We get out on the road like we've done dozens, hundreds, maybe thousands of times. We're ready, looking left and looking right, but then we sort of get in our zone. And even if it's not really our fault, suddenly trouble is upon us. We have lost people to lingering diseases. We've lost people to old age. We've lost them to sudden violent accidents. Some of you have lost family or friends to warfare. And so we hear Jesus. Be ready. Stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Arthur didn't know on what day the Lord was coming, but he was ready. And now he has his rest until his resurrection. Yet as a believer, he had his rest while he was still alive, because in Jesus, every day is Sabbath day. Every day is a day of rest. Every day is a day that we can take our troubles to our Redeemer and say, here, I don't want them. Because that's what Jesus wants from you. He wants your fears. He wants your doubts. He wants your troubles. Most of all, he wants your sins. We don't have anything of value to give him. He gives us the things of value. He gives us daily breath. He gives us family. He gives us friends. He gives us a roof over our heads. He gives us bread and more in our stomachs. He gives us his own body and blood in Holy Communion. He gives and he gives and he gives. And in exchange, he asks for the stuff that we don't need. The stuff that he already died for. The stuff that he now lives to make sure that we leave it behind. Day by day, in prayer, in confession, in believing, we leave those sins, those worries, those fears and doubts behind. But finally, We will leave them all behind. When with the shout of the archangel and the blast of the trumpet and the company of angels, our Lord says to us, come. But we don't have to wait to be cleansed. We don't have to wait to be purified. We don't have to wait to be refreshed. Every time we gather in the Lord's company, we are in the companionship not only of our brothers and sisters in whatever building we sit or stand, but we're in companionship with all of the Christians all over the world, and even more. We're in companionship with those who have gone before us. There is one holy Christian apostolic church, a church that goes through time and into eternity. In some parts of the world, they build the communion rail as a semicircle that goes around the altar and touches the back wall. And you're invited to imagine that on the back side of the circle, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, Ed Arthur, and all of the other saints who have joined the Lord already are there receiving His blessings and are in communion with you because they are in communion with their Savior. Your Redeemer lives, and He invites you to be always ready to receive His word of forgiveness, of faith and life, to receive His body and blood regularly and faithfully that you might have that beautiful medicine that heals the soul. So that you, when your body finally gives out, when your last breath is taken away, are completely and fully ready. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be. Nobody expects the great flood, but it was there. And it's been long enough now that nobody in the whole wide world deeply, truly, and completely expects Jesus. Even we who grew up in the church, who are regularly in the church, who are faithful to the church, who say the words of the church, who sing the songs of the church, still, even we aren't always and completely ready. Because the worries, the doubts, the fears, the distractions, even the joys and pleasures of this world turn us away from that absolute focus. But the wonderful thing is that even when we are distracted, even when we do turn away, even when we aren't quite sure that Jesus will finally come, Jesus is sure. And He keeps the faith for us. And He forgives us for our weakness and our faithlessness and our doubting and our wondering. And He strengthens us and redirects us and points us again to that one true thing. A Christian funeral is one of those times when a preacher of law and gospel has to preach very little law because the law lies there before us. Somebody died and death came into the world because of sin. But with that out of the way, we know that almost 2,000 years ago, somebody died. Somebody died completely holy, righteous, blameless of every fault that clings to every other person. He was accused of doing things that he did not do. He was blamed for stirring up the people when he came to comfort them. He was pointed out as being a rebel when he was actually the Prince of Peace. And he died for you. So that your death finally will matter. Because it will be truly the gate to life eternal. Because you have already died in baptism. You participated in Christ's crucifixion almost 2,000 years ago when you, whenever it was, were baptized. God carried you back and crucified you and your sins and raised you up then, not even waiting 3 days, but even as the waters flooded your sins, so also you were raised up to live with Jesus. And day by day, as we believe His promises, as we trust in His name, as we hold fast to everything that He says, He raises us up. When we can't raise ourselves up from a bed or a wheelchair or finally from a coffin, He still raises us up in love and in promise that we will be finally raised to new, glorious, righteous, sinless, free of every imperfection, life everlasting. The accumulated aches and pains of 9 or 19 or 29 or 91 years, gone in an instant. the worries, the fears, the doubts, completely vanished. Every tear that we have shed, every sorrow that we have experienced, every loss that we chalk up and we can't quite get over, vanished. And all we see is that wonderful face of our beautiful Savior. And in His eyes, perhaps, we see ourselves reflected, just as beautiful, just as righteous, just as wonderful in His Father's eyes. Because that's what we are now by faith, and what we be then by sight. So be ready. Be ready to greet each day, and be ready to end all of your days. Be ready to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, and be ready to love your neighbor as yourself, and be ready also when He says, your labors are over, hang up your spurs, rest a while until I come to get you. And maybe we'll be privileged not even to have to go through that. We just don't know. But whenever it is, when time ends and eternity begins, we know that He will appear and we will be translated to live with Him forever and ever. Hold fast to that hope, cling to that promise, and receive the peace that passes understanding through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace that surpasses understanding now keep you steadfast in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.